I use spray paint on bigger pieces just because it covers more surface area and you can blend. And a lot of times if you screw up a painting, you can actually spray paint over it and start again. So,
39-year-old Waco artist Russell Campbell has been in the local art scene for about a year and a half. His work has been shown across town in places like the Waco Winery, Classy Glass Wine Bar, and Cultivate 712. He is also part of the Central Texas Artist Collective, or CTAC, a group of local artists that help each other creatively and that also grows arts and cultural programming.
The art scene in Waco is really kind of just, I wouldn't say blown up, but I mean, it's definitely getting more notification, more recognition around, Waco nowadays. So that's a good thing.
He says painting has been very therapeutic for him, and he also sold his first painting about a month ago.
You know, that's a rush whenever you sell something. Like, whenever someone's like, I want this in my house. You know, that's just like this warm, fuzzy feeling just comes all over you. And you're just like, oh, great. I have a whole legal pad of ideas of paintings I want to do now.
Campbell is one of about 35 artists participating in the Restart Art Exhibit on March 7th. Artists in the exhibit are required to have their piece be at least a third of recycled material from the Waco Habitat Restore. Campbell is using a recycled wooden door as his canvas and has painted and textured a giant octopus in golds, purples, and ivory, encompassed in a dark blue background with multicolored bubbles. It is Campbell's first time painting and drawing on a wooden background. Joni Friesen is the marketing and public relations liaison for the Waco Habitat for Humanity's Restore. Friesen and Jay McMillan, a volunteer for Habitat, have worked together to put on the first-time exhibit for about 6 months. Friesen says they started reaching out to Waco's schools, colleges, and local artists since January to participate in the show and have seen a responsive crowd of artists. She says connecting with the Waco art scene has been beneficial for the Restore.
This is a whole new feat for Habitat and Restore, especially in Waco. We mainly deal with people that are doing home repairs and, you know, normal, average, everyday people. But these guys have, like, created something out of doors and tables and hot water heater bases.
McMillan says they hope to raise $3,000. But if the pieces sell for the starting bid price, they should raise close to $5,000, which would go into the Habitat's general fund.
Not a huge amount, but it certainly goes a long way towards purchasing materials for a new Habitat home.
Back at Russell Campbell's home, he is putting finishing touches on his piece for the exhibit before he has to turn it in.
And I'll do some overspray and of the white right here, kind of to create a clear bubble effect.
The opening reception for the Restart Art Exhibit will be shown at Cultivate 712 on Thursday for one night only. There are 41 pieces of art that are available for purchase in the juried exhibit. There will also be a best of show piece picked, live music, and hors d'oeuvres and drinks. After the event, the art will be on display through March 30th at the Restore. For KWBU, I'm Kate Lee Mills.